Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to the GG Over Easy podcast. Back with your boys. My name is Blue Westlow and we got Robbie B here. Today we talk about a lot of things. Oh, dude, light one out, baby. Today we talk about a lot of video games, but we mostly talk about what we did for Christmas. Talk about what we're doing for a couple of New Year's plans. I have a crippling zombies addiction that I can't shake. Rob talks a lot about things coming up
going into the new year.
We do talk a lot about tangent into some New Year's resolution stuff loosely, and just in general we do what we always do here. This is a big tangent episode, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. All right, like, we usually have tangents in these episodes, but like, we start with, hey, let's talk about Christmas, and then that Christmas talk turns into like a 10-minute talk into like something else that we were not planning. So if you love tangents, welcome to the tangent episode. And that's pretty much it. If you guys like that, stick around.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool. And I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying Fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try Fume.com/GG. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast, episode 210. The last by the time you're hearing this, I guess it'll be the first podcast episode of 2024 and the last podcast of 2023. It's crazy that this podcast now will be its fifth year.
Holy shit, Rob, you cannot hit me with that. You cannot hit me with that, man.
Yeah, this will be coming up on our fifth year.
No.
I think we started in like September or August of 2019.
This is a COVID-era podcast that has somehow continued to survive. I don't know how we did that.
And that's big ups to the people over at the Patreon for still supporting this podcast. Some big changes are coming to the podcast here in 2024. Still kind of in the process of drafting what the new Patreon will look like. So big shouts out to the people still supporting over there at the Patreon. If you want to support the Patreon, link is in the description below. With 2023 behind us, now with 2024 ahead of us, big year for 2024 for me personally. I will be getting married here in 2024.
He's getting married.
Yeah, very exciting. Which leads me to my next big announcement. When we started the podcast, one of the big reasons I liked doing the podcast was because it kept me accountable in my gym and weight loss journey. When I started the podcast, I think I was around like 189, 190 or something like that. I'm right back at that weight again. And I'm really going to work on losing weight and just becoming more exercise. What's the word I'm looking for? Like, I haven't like genuinely worked out in probably 3 or 4 months. And then before working out in that time period, it was another 3 or 4 months before that. So I really just want to feel my best, especially for my wedding day. One of my New Year's resolutions, Blue, is I don't know if you have like an Apple Watch or something that keeps track of your movement. Every day I'm going to like make sure my exercise ring and my movement ring and my standing ring is all complete every day leading up to my wedding. Now, that may seem kind of crazy, but it's really not. It's just exercising for 30 minutes, standing for like 2 hours, just moving a little. And I'm going to keep track of that every week. We're going to have a segment in the podcast where, you know, we have a little bit of an update on
dude, Rob's fitness update is back. Hell yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to get like back on my bullshit. I have a Peloton literally right here. I have zero excuse. It probably won't be me actually like going into gym, but it's just going to be me, doing like the Peloton and doing like push-ups and sit-ups, you know, that sort of thing. Just kind of really getting back to it and just kind of want to lose weight. And it's not even really about losing weight. It's just about like feeling confident come my wedding day. Because at the moment, I don't feel very confident and very pretty. So I'm going to try and change that with the New Year's resolution. And with that, I know I've said it a gajillion times, okay? But I really mean it here. I'm going to try super hard going into the new year. I'm going to quit at-home sodies. And no more at-home sodies.
Oh, sodies it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're not no more at-home anyway. It's going out.
Old soda res juice on me now. Going to try and quit at-home sodies. Now, if I'm going to go out and for dinner or something like that, sure, you know, I'll snag a sodie. But at home sodies, I'm calling it quits. That is my big New Year's resolution going into the year, is working out. I mean, this sounds so cliche. Like, I feel like everybody will probably have this. Just work out, get healthy. Oh, dude, I also have to tell you something. I think I got one of the best Christmas presents I think I've ever got.
Really? All right, hit me with it.
Yeah. Sorry to jump tangents here. So I got a Visa gift card because I told my parents what I wanted, but like when I figured out what I wanted, it was kind of too late. I got a brand new sleeping pill. And it's one of those really fancy, nice ones that is literally like cold to the touch every time I like sleep on it. And are you a side sleeper, Blue, or are you a back sleeper?
I tend to like migrate through the night from like side to like stomach to side of stomach. So, you know, I'm halfway side sleeper.
Okay. I'm a 100% side sleeper. So this like pillow has like a little like cut into the pillow, so your shoulder can like slide into it, and your neck is like,
I've seen quite a like, few of these
aligned with your like spine. Apparently, dude, I'm gonna be honest with you. I think I had, and I just used it for the first time last night. I think I had like the best sleep I think I've ever had. It's so awesome. I love this pillow. Let me see if I can find the exact name of it. But it is seriously, like one of the best pillows I've ever had. Sleep pill.
I've seen a couple of the square ones and I was kind of interested in them, but I never was like interested enough to give it a try. But if that shit bangs, I might have to give it a try.
And like, but the, like, I will say they are pretty pricey. So like, I was only able to get one with my $200 gift card. Let's just preface that. They're super expensive, but man, I'm telling you, I think like, cause like it's something you'll use every day and every night. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like buying a really nice chair almost, which is kind of like the next thing I need to tackle is chair. But man, I am loving it. Easily the best Christmas gift that I had got over break or over Christmas. I got a really cool Nuggets jacket from Sydney. I got this really nice Bluetooth speaker, so when I'm in the shower, I can listen to my podcast a little bit louder.
Nice.
Than I normally would. Yeah, it's really, really nice. I need to charge it, though. I haven't been use it now because I literally used it like the first 3 days and it died. Trying to think a Christmas. And yeah, that was pretty much it. Sydney and I hosted our first Christmas. That was awesome. We had a lot of fun. Way better Christmas lunch and dinner than our Thanksgiving one. We made sure of that.
I was actually about to ask what how hard did you guys prep going into that with it when it came to the food?
Way like, harder than we did for Thanksgiving, I could tell you that. Got a nice like spiraled ham. My mom made this really nice potato like casserole type of thing. It was so good. I will say though, I've noticed whenever you kind of do like a big family get together, for like, and people are like expected to bring food and stuff, I noticed a lot of people always kind of default to bring in the desserts.
Oh, 100%. Store-bought, maybe.
Yeah, because like the day before we had our Christmas Eve dinner, and I swear to God, half the fucking menu was just desserts, different assortments of desserts. And then like there was only like kind of slim pickings in terms of like actual like food. So easy on the desserts, everybody. Let's tone it down, and next year maybe bring
maybe think about bringing something that you can actually eat for dinner. A lot of people do definitely just do desserts just because it's super easy to go buy store. And also, yes, it's one of those things where like if you do make it at home, you kind of just throw it in the oven, or
yep,
or if it's like a really like a cold dessert, like you literally just toss that shit together, baby.
I'm trying to think what else. Yeah, just all around had a great Christmas. Everybody liked their gifts. Sydney loved her Lego set, her Rivendell Lego set. I think she's had it for like what, 4 days, and it's already halfway done. So she's been like speed running through that.
Has Sid thought about playing Lego Fortnite at all?
No, we haven't talked about it. We did play a little bit of Lethal Company the other night though, which was a lot of fun. That game still bangs, man. It really does. I was expecting to be kind of like done with it when she like wanted to like play it and stuff, and we played it and I was like, man, this game is still like really fun. How did your Christmas go? Did you get anything worthwhile or anything?
So Christmas was pretty chill. About? We had I usually don't really ask for much for Christmas, but I got some really sick presents actually. I was about the same as you. I was like, all right, shit. Didn't expect this. I was really surprised. I got my cousin got me a bunch of Yu-Gi-Oh! Funkos. Got a Toon Blue Eyes White Dragon and you know, Yugi the Pharaoh Funko is pretty sick. I got a Steam gift card. Used that for Call of Duty.
What?
Dude,
you used it in COD microtransactions?
Yeah, man. Listen, dude.
See you on there constantly. Is that,
I have been balls deep in zombies, my guy. I fucking love COD Zombies. I don't know. I didn't expect it to grab me as hard as it did, but I love COD Zombies.
Because most people, like, from what I've heard, hate it. Am I wrong to say that?
I will say there's definitely, like, a place for both round-based zombies and this whole, like, you know, like...
Open world,
basically, like, PvE Tarkov game. I've been loving zombies. I mean, they had like an absurd amount of people playing zombies. Apparently, I don't know. There was like some. They had some announcement like a record zombies players. Blah blah blah. And, I mean, obviously the game is designed for a lot of people to be playing it. So a lot of people are playing zombies, and for good reason. I really like it. I think it's really good.
And this is Modern Warfare 3 Zombies, right?
Modern Warfare 3 Zombies, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently they're doing
but it's like skins or something. This is what you got with it?
There was a really cool bundle I really wanted, and I got it, baby.
I need to try it. You know, I'm a big zombies guy, and I need to stop being the person that's like, oh, no, J456 said it was trash, so I'm not playing it. He's the zombies guy. But I actually need to like sit down and like actually give it a try, because I love zombies.
Did he straight up come out and say it was trash?
Oh, I mean, this was like right as it came out, like probably what, 2-3 months ago, whenever zombies had those like come out, and basically like people were like, wait, this isn't round zombies, and you know, and
yeah,
basically
no,
like just
I think round based zombies definitely deserves, you know, its own game. You know, and obviously, like when Treyarch comes out with a new game, they're gonna do round-based zombies again. But I've been playing a ton of the zombies. I put a lot more time into the zombies than I ever put into older zombies. And obviously, like I know a lot of people think it's it's already a failure, but like it's obviously like, unfortunately, the most popular zombies, player count wise, they've ever had. And I'm one of them, baby, because I can't stop.
They still have, like, Easter eggs?
They still have Easter eggs.
Is that still, like, a thing?
They still have really cool things. They just came out this last season with, like a dark ether area where, like, you have to do a bunch of things to get through this portal. And then you go to, like, this secret area where, like, zombies are harder. You got to do, like, these objectives to get, like, really, like cool shit. And then
seems kind of fun.
They have Easter egg bosses basically. There's like giant red worms you have to kill like after the storm in the area starts spreading. They have like hard mode version of that Dark Aether, like and then there's like a whole story based to it, like, you know, based around it and stuff too, like where you have to like do objectives to get through the story, and I really like it. I know it's not for everyone, and I know it's for a lot of round-based zombies players, it's obviously probably not going to hit the same spot as all, like, even remotely, but
yeah,
I fucking love this, right? So talk your shit about me in the comments.
Pardon your regularly scheduled podcast listening for this short ad break.
So what was the bundle exactly? Was it like the Homelander bundle, or is this like just like
skins? No, it was just this sick ass skin bundle of like, it's a zombie specific skin where like, I mean, not necessarily zombie specific, but like, it's like the more kills you get, like the more, like the cooler the skin looks. And it's just like an operator who has like a bunch of like Ethereum crystals like popping out of him, and he looks infected as shit. Listen, man.
Because I got 2 Steam gift cards, and that's gonna go to CS:GO case.
I would have never. Yeah, the ocean is made of water. I spent my shit on zombies. I'm balls deep in it. And every time everyone asks me, like, "Oh, what are you up to?" "Oh, I'm playing zombies." And everyone's like, "Damn,
is it?
Didn't expect that."
Are you playing like zombies by yourself, or like with a crew, or like?
I played it mostly with Dork and my other friend Jufro. We went through like the entire campaign of zombies, and then lately I've been playing.
Oh, there's like a campaign?
Yeah, it's like where you have to get through objectives and stuff and like do the story. It's pretty chill. And then lately I've been doing it with Dork. We are on the slow, like the come down period, because we've done everything in zombies.
Yeah, it's like at this point we're kind of just doing the same thing over and over.
We're on the downtrend. Waiting for next season or something for new zombies content, but I've been going balls.
That must be kind of cool. Like new seasons, like actually comes new zombies content as well. That's kind of cool, I guess.
It has made me realize I really do love the extraction based shooter. I just don't love the PvP extraction based shooter. Like if because I love the concept of stuff like Tarkov.
Yeah.
But like, I don't always want to be on edge when I'm playing a game. Sometimes like I just want to loot and kill things and like have really cool objectives, have really cool raids, basically, you know, have really cool things happening in the world while I'm playing. Just, I don't want to PvP sometimes, you know what I mean? So yeah, it's definitely made me realize how much I want a PvE extraction shooter. But alas, here we are. And zombies doing great, so it's basically done that.
For those wondering, for the exact pillow I got, I finally found it. It's a Malouf, M-A-L-O-U-F, Shoulder Carbon Cool LT Omniphase Pillow, queen size. I don't have a king bed. I have a queen. Somehow, my cats still somehow take up the most room on the bed. I don't know. But they do. Anything else you got for Christmas worth bragging about, other than some Steam gift cards?
Steam gift card
and your some pops.
I got some rum. I got some rum. It was pretty sick.
Big drinker you are, huh?
I have been drinking a lot recently. Surprisingly. Whoa. Well, I mean, BF came down.
Alcohol's Anonymous.
We went drinking, and then I think my liver's still recovering. I haven't drank that much in quite a while because we went to a bar like 2 nights, and then we went wine tasting another day, which was sick. But yeah, I haven't drank that much in a while. I got white
girl. You like wine?
I didn't think I was a wine person, and then we went wine tasting at this place, and I was like, maybe I'm a wine person. Okay. Then I got
you
white
like
girl.
White or red wine?
Definitely red wine. I got white girl wasted on that wine and that wine.
Wine is like the hard for me. Like anytime I have it and everyone's like, this is some good fucking, like I went to a wedding and everyone was like, man, this wine is so good. I tried it. I was like, oh my God. Like, I don't know if I have like the taste for it, but then like then like they're like, oh, this beer is great too. And I try this beer, and I'm like, maybe I just don't like alcohol.
Dude, you gotta. So
then I have a Dirty Shirley. And I'm like, I love alcohol, baby.
Some people's taste in wine is definitely like old and weird. We love like sweet wine. We want like wine that like tastes really good. There's definitely like wine that like is for you. It's just you probably haven't had it yet.
Yeah.
You probably had like that wine that was like dry as fuck. It tastes like you're drinking like hand sanitizer. Like
so at your wine tasting, did you turn into one of those people that were like letting it breathe and looking at the stems or arms or whatever they call it?
Rob,
being like a true vanguard of his whiskeys.
Rob,
sometimes I lurk on True Vanguard's whiskey channel. I ain't gonna lie.
I was the true vanguard of wine in that moment. I became possessed by True Vanguard himself, shifting my wine, letting it simmer, tasting that shit. And I understood what it meant to be an alcohol person for a second. Like when you have really good wine or really good alcohol in general, like let's be honest, you really understand. I'm usually more of a cocktail dude. So I didn't expect to like, you know, when we go down the alcoholic route, like with cocktails, it's like, you're like, I want to try like a cool drink that tastes good. You know what I mean? But like when it comes to like wine, like whiskeys,
you like tequila?
I love tequila.
Figured.
Mexican baby. That's what we do here. I love vodka. I love vodka. But I definitely understood wine. When we went to go wine tasting, that was my first time wine tasting, and I understood it. I got it. And I get why people drink wine. I get why so many wives are just wine drunk alcoholics. I get it. I get you guys. If I was a stay-at-home wife, it'd be wine all day, baby. So I get it. Fuck. What was I even talking about before? Christmas stuff. I got a bunch of clothes. It was pretty sick. Surprisingly, I didn't get anything for Boomy, and that was the thing I asked for. I was like, if you get me anything, just get me something for Boomy. Yeah. Which was fine, because, I mean, it was cool getting stuff for me. I didn't really expect that. But I have to go get Boomy some cool stuff now. What else did I get? I think that was it.
We got the cat some toys. They loved them. I also tried to get my cats a new cat tree through my parents, but they were like, no, this is for you, not your cats.
I did get these Crocs.
Crocs.
Now bear with me. All right, stay with me here.
I'm a Croc fan. You still have me.
They're like Croc house shoes, and they are
house shoes.
It's like just like super lazy, comfy shoes that you just wear around the house.
Oh.
Best house shoes I've ever had.
See, I'm not a big slippers like guy. I don't know, like wearing like a shoe around the house.
I'm huge.
Like, I let the dogs bark in my house. I'll be real. Like, there's not many times where I have like socks or like slippers.
I'm huge on socks. Huge on socks and huge on house shoes. I love them. See,
rock house shoes.
It's funny because if Fruit was here, I'd be roasting the shit out of that dude. Because if Fruit was here, he'd be like, "Why would I wear socks or house shoes? Then the dogs wouldn't be able to lick my feet all the time." Y'all, whenever I go to Fruit's house, every time Fruit sits around or like in the movie theater, his dogs will go at that dude's toes. And he's just there taking it like a champ. And I'm like, how do you do that, my guy?
Yeah, man, I'm not about the licking. My stepbrother actually has his dog in town with them. They're eloping this weekend, which is why I'll be gone tomorrow. They have like this, oh God, I'm going to forget the name, like a Doberman, I think. That thing is massive, dude. I don't think I've ever been around a dog that is like that big. Like they are massive and they're really smart too. His name's Apollo, really, really cool dog. It just made me realize that I have never been around big giant dogs like that before. And dude, they're really cool.
Yeah, they're big. Big old dogs. I love big dogs. There's definitely a limit to my enjoyment of dogs, though. Like, if they, like, come up to my hip, that's when I'm like, all right, whoa.
Yeah.
You could kill me. Like, whoa.
It was almost just like, yeah, like, it was kind of like, dude, if, like, Apollo ever snapped, like, he would never, because he's actually a really sweet dog. He could, like, kill this whole house. Like,
oh, easy.
Because, like, my parents have a little Welsh Terrier, and his name's Walter, and Walter fucking hates Apollo, bro. Like, Apollo stands next to him, and Walter's literally, like, just immediately growling. I'm like, dude, you're lucky Apollo is nice, because, like, Apollo could just grab your neck and kill you.
Yeah, frame one.
Seriously, though, like, it would literally be, like, plus ultra. But yeah, glad you had a great Christmas. Anything else to brag about Christmas?
Pretty much it. Had a whole lot of food, ate a whole lot of tamales. It was a pretty chill Christmas.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions? I know I kind of jumped around a little bit. Do you have anything going into 2024, Blue, that you either want to improve on or maybe, you know, start a good habit?
I think for me, I just want to keep doing what I'm doing right now, because I've been going to the gym for like about 8 months right now, pretty consistently. Owning. And I kind of like looking in the mirror and being like, having like that spark, that moment where I'm like, I'm kind of hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's that second. And then you go back to body dysmorphia. But for that split second, I'm like, that's why I do this. And I guess I just kind of like, it's not even necessarily like the losing weight and like looking better. It's kind of like the feeling of like doing better and better when I go in. So I definitely want to keep that going. I don't know if I have a New Year's resolution. I more so have like a New Year's, like, keep the train going. And I don't think I've ever had that. So I'm really excited to keep doing that. I just don't want, I don't want to fall off the train. And if I do fall off the train, you know, hop back on the next train. So as far as resolutions go, as far as like, what do I want to do new this year, or like something that I need to work on? I definitely need to work on buying groceries.
Okay, buying groceries.
Your boy still loves eating out, and I really gotta stop. Yeah. I need to buy groceries. I need to go like a week where I don't order out, or like go out to like or pick up fast food. You know what I mean?
It's hard.
It's impossible, but I'm gonna try.
I just remember like being growing up, and like, no, I didn't have like a job or anything, so it was like I only got to eat out when my parents decided when we ate out. And now that like I'm an adult, you know, it's just
that's the realest shit. Yeah, that's the realest shit.
Like, I'm just gonna eat out tonight. Like, I don't want to cook tonight. And, you know, this is the reason why I wish I had a kid, because I'd be so fucking broke to the point where it's like, oh, I can only eat. I can only eat the food that we have. Like
fast food's not getting cheaper. And I can only imagine being a parent. It's like getting like a whole meal, like a fast food meal. Whew, like, so expensive. So, I'm this year. I really need to. I haven't DoorDashed in months. Which is dope.
Okay, so that's good, because that means you like go and get it yourself.
Yes, I have graduated from door dashing to the door to
congratulations.
Just going, which is good. Like, that saves money too. But
good for you.
But like after gym, I've probably gotten worse at going out to eat, because some days, I've gotten like protein powder and like protein bars. And that's definitely helped, because like after gym, like sometimes I just don't want to eat, because I have to think about like, I just went pump, like I got drained of my soul. It was awesome, but like, I don't want to go, I don't want to make something. So, I had like the protein bars, the protein shakes, they definitely like curb the need to like go pick up something quick, because like after work, after pump, like I gotta put some protein in my body. But sometimes like down the street, it's just super easy to be like, they got chicken, easy protein, and it's tough. So I really got to curb that. And yeah, New Year's resolution, less going out, more groceries.
Yeah. And like, that's a, like, not just groceries, but like healthy groceries, like trying to eat like a sufficient, good, wow, this really filled my like stomach with good proteins in it is hard. Like, that was when I was working out, the thing I just couldn't do. So I was like, all right, I'll just starve myself, eat once a day, and then that was it.
You know, yeah. Not the approach, but I will say Rob was cut as fuck back then. But
and we're gonna get back there, because you want to hear something there. Crazy, Blue? That was literally only 5 months of like dedicated working out. From I think I started July and ended in March, because that's when like COVID shutdown started happening.
I want to.
So, you know, I think that's only about 6 or 7 months.
I want to see Thirst Trap Rob back. I want to see confident Rob back on my TL. So let's see
back there.
Hey, keep him. Let's keep him. Let's keep him.
Yeah, he's shackled up right now.
Let's keep him. Keep him on the mind. Let's keep Rob on the lead. Every week, I want everyone to encourage this dude. We need Rob to go back to Thirst Trap Rob. It's gonna be peak Rob, the most powerful Rob. Kind of an asshole, Rob, because he was so confident, Rob. That's the GOAT.
My goal is just get sodas out of the house. Like, that sodas is are all tough. I'm really working
sodas
on.
Are tough.
It's such a hard vice for me, dude. Like, I just love sodas. Like, that. Don't get me wrong. I like water, too, but, like,
Have you considered... So, you don't like the sugar-free...
Oh, man. I, like,
that just doesn't work those. For you.
It just doesn't, because, like... I don't look at it as like, oh, like I'm substituting this bad habit for like a better like alternative.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, you're trying to be soda, like sparkling water. And I appreciate that. Like, I appreciate you trying your hardest to be soda. You're just not soda. You're just not my, twisted ex that fucks me good. You know what I mean? You treat me well, you do all the right things, but you know, at the end of the day, you just taste bad, you know? No, I need that craziness that
Rob needs.
I need
baddie.
That craziness that Dr. Pepper offers. You know what I mean?
How many sodas a day would you say you have right now?
On a bad day?
On an average day.
Okay, on an average day? Maybe.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Three cans,
like,
right?
Yeah. I mean, I got three cans right here, just chilling, dog. Like, and
that's your day.
Yesterday, that was off. That was not from today. I haven't had a soda today because it's only 9 o'clock.
So it's
5 o'clock somewhere.
So you have about three sodas a day. Which, damn.
And on a bad day, bro, that could be like up to like upwards of like 7 or 8.
Holy shit! No way.
Easily.
The stuff you do to your body. I would possibly easily die if I did that to myself. I don't know how you do that. That is nuts.
Oh, I mean, sometimes I get like bad stomach pains and I'm like, I'm dying. And then it's like, no, you should probably just stop drinking 5 sodas. But like, so good.
Maybe don't cold turkey the soda. Maybe I think what you got to do is slowly graduate from like 3 to 1. And then once you're like consistently one a day, be like, you know what? Maybe I don't drink my soda today. Because like if you just cut them off completely, you're going to be pissed. You're going to be thinking about Dr. Pepper. You're going to be mad that you can't have Dr. Pepper.
And I relapse and buy 50
And then you're going to relapse by like 3 cases of Dr. Pep 12 packs and be like, life is good. And then drink them all in a week and be like, damn, this sucks. So maybe we slowly wean him off, big guy.
So that's what I'm going to be working on. So next podcast, I'm going to weigh myself and we're going to do the whole thing we did last time.
Let's do it. I'm excited for this, actually.
Anything else we wanted to touch on, Blue, before we switch on over to Q&A?
I don't think so, man. I think we got through this week, baby. I do want to eventually do our game awards podcast, but you know, our personal picks, but we gotta be a little more prepared for that. And we've just been so, like, the holidays have been, this year especially, the holidays have been so busy for us, so apologies to see you all listening to the podcast. I know the podcast has been a little shorter, a little more scatterbrained, but damn, holidays have been nuts this year.
Yeah.
But we'll be back full form.
Pardon your regularly scheduled podcast listening for this short ad break.
Actually says not a question, but just found out I have been prime sub to Blue for 8 months. Don't watch Twitch, but if you stream Blue, keep up the good work, shooting for a year.
Thanks, man.
Well, very nice.
I need to finish streaming Pokemon.
Crescenzio says, what is your medieval weapon of choice?
Ooh.
I always like the Morning Star.
Morning Star is sick.
I think that's what they're called, right? Or something like that.
Yeah, Morningstar. The swingy chain.
Basically, think either. Yeah, it could either be like a chain with a ball on it,
yeah.
Or it could just be like the ball attached to with spikes. I don't know why. When I think medieval weapon, that's the first weapon I think of.
I'm thinking for myself like either like a claymore or his wayhander. Just because I love big swords. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. Zweihander. Z-W-E-I. Hander.
Okay, I see it. Oh, okay. Oh, so like one of them double swords.
Yeah.
I call that a double sword.
Two-handed swords, baby.
It's almost like a Kylo Ren sword type of thing.
Yeah, hell yeah. One of those. If I had to be a little more tactical, because I don't think I have the strength to wield a claymore... it's like the equivalent of a Morningstar, except instead of like there's no chain, a mace. Like a good mace with a little bit of weight at the end. Like maces are devastating, dude. Mm. People do not give maces enough credit. So yeah, either if I had the strength, which you know we're working on, definitely like Claymore's Wayhander. But if not, we're doing a mace.
Jimmy says, y'all still reading? If not, why? If you are, what book? I did read one book this year. Proud of myself. That book was called Scythe, and it was really dope. But I kind of fallen off the reading train, because reading makes me feel stupid, and I'm not good at it. And yeah, that's why I don't read. I feel dumb.
In
any capacity.
I'm a reader in the sense of like internet, you know, like articles, but as far as like books, like reading, I've just never been able to like find that level of enjoyment from reading. Because it's weird, because like I like reading stories, like I like reading people's stories.
Yep.
But like any long form story that requires like, you know, like long commitment, a lot of people would be like super turned on by that. Not turned on as in like, you know what I mean? But like turned on in the sense of like, dude, that's exactly what I want. Like that's a long commitment. Like I get to read this book every day. And like, yeah. I have the opposite reaction. I'm like, I have to read this book every day.
I'm just like that. Yeah. Like I always feel like any book I'm reading, is like I'm reading it for an assignment, so while
yes.
I'm reading it, I
yep.
always feel like I have to rush read it, or like I don't know, like I can't just sit there and enjoy and be in the moment type of thing. It's like, okay, I need to read up to page 100 because I have an assignment due.
Yeah, it just never really appealed to me, unfortunately. So just never been that kind of person.
Question here from Despicable Doze says, have you guys heard of Pokemon MMO? It's free. There's 5 playable regions with much harder gym/rival fights, vanity items, community events, and a dedicated PvP playlist, a large in-game economy, i.e. buy/ Pokemon or sell items, seasonal events. It's been going since 2012. Worth checking out, in my opinion. I don't think I've ever heard that.
Yeah.
Heard of it? And have you tried it?
I've heard of it, and it seems like it's still like relatively, you know, it's got a pretty good community behind it. But I don't know. I just I don't know.
So wait, they take like Pokemon like assets?
Yeah,
they make it an MMO.
They make a lot of their own because it's still a sprite based Pokemon game. I don't know. I've just never really tried it, and I've seen a lot of people playing it, and it seems cool. I don't think it's not that I'm against it. It's just more so I've become so accustomed to 3D Pokemon that like I want that.
Mm-hmm.
And like if I were a kid or like back then, if Pokemon was, you know, like 5 years earlier, I probably would have been really excited, but
yeah. Just kind of missed the boat for it.
I don't know how like far along, like how, I don't know, the concept of like getting into an MMO is also like daunting for me right now.
Yeah.
But it seems cool. I don't know. Maybe I'll try it one day, but it's not high on my list of things to do.
Question here from Slippy Fist says, what's the last movie or show that has brought a tear to your eye or made you choke up? I recently just saw The Iron Claw, actually with my three brothers. And that movie's a sad movie. So kind of a funny story though. Like the part where I was starting to choke up and start to tear up, my stepbrother dude drops his empty icy fucking bottle or whatever, recyclable plastic, drops it on the ground. And it's literally like, and then falls like in the row in front of us. Yeah, all sounds like, well, like there's the moment kind of ruined. Like, thanks, bro, like for dropping that. And what's kind of cool is like we had the theater to ourselves because no one else was seeing it.
Oh, nice.
And that movie is about like a family of four brothers. So it was kind of like cool to watch it with
them. I was going to say, if that was like in a full theater, that dude might have died on the spot. Like, yeah, he might have.
And thank God it was in a theater just with us. So like it dropped out. I was like, Jesus Christ, bro. Like, thanks for ruining the movie. Like, but that The Iron Claw is actually a pretty decent movie. I enjoyed it.
Something got me choked. It was probably Godzilla Minus One.
Yeah.
There the was movie,
the will to live.
No the spoilers, human will but to live. No spoilers, but it's that movie gave me you ever feel so hopeful that you're just like, damn, life is worth living. And bro, you get a little choked up.
I'm loving to see Godzilla Minus One getting its flowers. Like, I love that it's getting its flowers, still getting its flowers.
It's great. I'm all here for Godzilla season, baby.
Godzilla fans are Godzilla Minus One destroys Shin Godzilla's global box office record. So I just love that people are seeing this Godzilla and, you know, can maybe make other kind of disaster movies like this. Who knows though? Japan just has it. Toho, you're a king. Morgul Hulis, hope I'm saying that correctly. What field of study interests y'all the most? I always thought meteorology was cool. The study of like weather patterns and stuff like that. Like, I think that science always really kind of interested me the most. When I was a kid, the first thing I ever wanted to be was a weatherman or like a meteorologist. I just think, you know, the way the weather works and when you see like tornadoes or hurricanes or just other sorts of, weather anomalies, if you will, I just think they're so interesting and so cool. And the science behind them is like almost even cooler.
I don't know, the study. I guess I've kind of always, I think meteorology was a big one. The study, I think like marine life, also probably a cool one.
Marine biology.
Biology, that was a sick one.
Everyone likes seals. What true. I like to think.
True. Yeah.
Dogs I've never, of the ocean.
Never been crazy into, you know, the study of any field like that. It'd probably be those two.
Next question here is from Colby. Says, what is your best gym advice for all those people starting back at the gym for their New Year's resolution? You know, Blue, what is your best advice? Because, you know, I can't really give advice that I'm not currently doing. So
best advice is to just, best advice, it is a marathon, not a sprint. So if you guys go back to the gym, don't like go like do a 2-hour session like the first day. Don't go and be like, yeah, I'm going to fuck up my body, baby. Because then like the rest of the week, your body's not used to being worked out. You're going to be so sore that you don't want to go work out. And then suddenly you have to take like 2-3 days off of gym. Not because like you want those rest days, but because like you're so sore you don't want to go back. And then like the third day when it's time to go back, you're like, I don't want to be that sore again. Like, nah, like take it slow. 40 minutes, you know, like 45 to an hour. Perfect, perfect workout time. And if you're going in, maybe like goals, take it less. Maybe do like a 40 minute session. Do like, you know, go for a good run. Don't go to gym and pump day one. Like you gotta warm yourself up. You gotta get yourself like nobody goes from like deadlifting like 150 to like 300 in like 6 months. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that just doesn't have, like you have to build up, your body has to like, it takes a long time to get stronger, to, you know, get more endurance, more stamina. It takes a long, long time. And when you see people who are like are really good, or see people who are just pumping, like that's years of work they've put in to get there. So don't go into the gym and just be like balls to the wall day one. It's not gonna happen. You gotta slowly build yourself up. Slowly build yourself to the point where you're like, all right, I'm gonna, you know, go work out for an hour, you know? And don't overdo it.
That's where I fail, is whenever I go back to the gym, I literally act like I'm in my prime and 16 and and then the next day I can't bend my arms farther than like if you go back in one of our first podcasts, I think it's with Versus, like I literally just got done with the gym the day before and I literally couldn't move both of my arms like past this point without it hurting so badly.
And like I'm sore as fuck right now, like because I just pumped like 3 days in a row really good, but it took me like, if I did what I did these past 3 days, like when I was starting, I wouldn't be able to walk. Like I would be hobbling down the stairs. I would be like slow walking everywhere. And you gotta slowly, gradually get to the point where you can pump harder and harder. You gotta give yourself some grace, all right? Like if it's been a while, if it's been like months, take it slow. Do a shorter session, and then you can get to those hour, you know, a little longer than an hour. Don't go like, some people are like, oh yeah, I just worked out like 2 hours straight, baby. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't do that. Because like my perfect right now that has like gotten me as far as I've gotten is like solid hour session, baby. Like hour session every, you know, every day, 2 rest days, I'm Gucci. So just take it slow.
Next question here from Just Flash says, have you ever tried skiing or snowboarding? And if not, would you try it?
Snowboarding, probably. Skiing, there's something about skiing that terrifies me in a way that snowboarding doesn't. I don't know why.
I actually snowboarded, not a lot, but a decent amount of my life. It's just so expensive, like, and it, you know, it's, I'm the type of person that like looks for any reason not to do fucking something, especially with like the smallest inconvenience. Like, first of all, to like snowboard here in Colorado, you need to buy an Epic local pass or some sort of pass that's at least $600 to $1,000. And then in order to pay off that pass, you need to go to the mountains 3 or 4 times. And then I have to drive to the mountains, which is like a 2.5-hour drive. And then if I'm going to the mountains, I'm going on a weekend, which means the traffic up on I-70 is just going to be
imaginably backed up. So now I have to leave at 4 a.m. to get to the mountains by 7 a.m. You know, and then once I'm there, it's awesome. It's a great time. I have a lot of fun doing it. And then I think of the way back, like, okay, now I got to sit on traffic in the way back. So like, I don't know, the amount of snowboarding that those 6 to 7 hours I would get is just not worth the extra 13 to 14 hour bullshit you have to go through to do it.
I feel that.
And sometimes like you got to drive in the mountains when it's snowing and stuff, and that shit's sketch. I don't know. If you could spend a week with, oh, this is for a last question here from Fire. Says, if you could spend a week with one fictional character, who would it be and what would you do with them? I would pick Master Chief, and we would finish the fight.
I hate you, man.
Me and Master Chief would go and finish the fight.
Finish each other, am I right, boys? Everyone always asks these questions. I don't know, man.
In reality, it would probably be Sora, and we would probably fight the darkness, save the world, darkness, and save kingdom.
And Rob wants to be the best friend of the main character, is basically what he's telling you guys. Yeah. He wants to be right there.
You know, and when Sora's fighting and Riku are fighting, you know, I can't keep, my eyes can't keep up, so I know I'm a side character.
Right, baby. I don't know. People always ask this question, and I never have, like, a good answer because I'm like, I don't know. Like, so I always default to, like, who would be the chillest motherfucker to hang out with? Like, who would just be a cool ass person to chill with? And
that you play, like, you play the game of?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, who you could chill with.
I'm
Godzilla would be pretty chill.
Yeah, but, like, I don't think Godzilla would be, like, smoke a pack, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think he would have, like, he'd probably be like, let's go blow some shit up, my guy. But, nah, probably, like, Legendary Godzilla probably would be that way. Probably have some monster weed. I don't know. Who would a fictional character I would want to hang out with? That would be cool. That would be chill. Probably... God, I hate these questions. I suck so bad at them. I don't know. This is tough. All right, let's think about my favorite games. My favorite game, right? I love zombies.
Call of Duty Zombies.
Wouldn't want to hang out with any of the characters. Final Fantasy 14. Final Fantasy.
Cloud?
Nah, Cloud's kind of... Cloud's like one of those like quiet stoic types. And that's like kind of like, you know, that's not really a chill dude to hang out with. I guess it's probably Stinian from 14. Say Stinian. That's my answer. He's chill, and he has the power of a fucking dragon coursing through his body. That'd be kind of sick.
Well, that'll do it for the GG Over Easy podcast, episode 210. Big shouts out to everybody that has stuck around this podcast for a whole another year. Here is to another great year of podcasting.
We got a big year planned.
You guys. Yeah, big things coming. I'm sure the return of Mr. Fruit will be coming in 2024. Don't want to make any promises or anything. Just want to thank you guys for being patient, sticking with Blue and I, and the podcast as a whole during this time. Really appreciate all you guys. Please check out the Patreon. Going to be updating it here soon for 2024 and moving forward. Love you guys. We'll catch you guys on the next episode of the GG Over Easy podcast. Out, guys.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish.
or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.